This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
No, there was. For years, I had been teaching English composition at the college level, also in dual enrollment high school with Wayne County Community College, online, on ground, for other schools too, as well as K-8, and now my recent experience as a high school English teacher. But what I found is that the quality of the sources my students were using were degrading. And I found that shockingly, high schools are paring down their libraries, closing their libraries. And kids are just left to Googling. And of course, there's different ways we can search, different types of understanding how to put in the nomenclature and using synonyms and things like that. But, we still need access to databases, ProQuest, Digital Dissertations, EBSCO, which stands for the Elton B. Stevenson Company database, ERIC, not named after me, but it was started by the United States government for research information. But not only do we need to give our kids access to that, they do need access to the internet and websites and things like that. But what they don't understand in many cases is they don't understand the biases that are, right behind, any of these blogs or corporations with the algorithms that they control. So that was part of it. Mm-hmm. The other part of the coin was going through my own social networks, I noticed somebody had posted something. They might have forwarded something for a candidate that they wanted to see reelected. But it ended up being information that was 5 years old or 6 years old. And they weren't aware of the date because they didn't inspect the information. They didn't, basically vet the information. Mm-hmm. So, these are people that I respect some people in my own network. So that was it right there. Mm-hmm. That and the 2020 election, misinformation associated with the pandemic, maybe civil unrest across the country, and just a general waning of civil discourse from civil to rude, because somewhere along the line, people have been given permission to just say rude things to each other, colorful metaphors. I don't know who gave people permission to do this. Maybe it's for ratings. Maybe you think you can win an argument. But the truth of the matter is most people win arguments based on what we call confirmation bias in their head. They search for the first piece of information that confirms their own bias, and they use that to win an argument maybe in their head, but it may not be valid information. Mm-hmm. So, and then we have other personal biases. So that's how I got into the book, but I didn't want the book to be about our personal biases first